another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. We're thanking God for this door of utterance. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God, Radio Land, our great pastor is coming to you today with the word of God. Radio Land, God has a plan of salvation, and God's anointed know what that plan is, and we do too. Thanking God, Radio Land, at this time, I want to present to you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, the elders, deacons, our missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up his door. We're glad to be with you. We are God's church. We are commandment keepers. We are Israelites and we are Jews because we've been circumcised in heart. I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Dorothy and our great Bishop Philip for the great work they've done. They're going on, but we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about just having a part with God, having a part with the Lord. Before we get into that thought, Deacon Dale wrote this number. Go back to Moses. Deacon Sister V and the choir, go back to Moses. Thank God.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things. And those who heard, not all believed. The one indeed, though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses.
That's where you'll find me from the beginning.
Yes, for he wrote of me.
I come in the Father's name.
I am and I the same.
Truly know him.
Well, that's what the Lord said. Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. And if you go back to Moses, you will find the understanding of God. Because in Deuteronomy 4 and 6, it says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So if you want to understand the teaching, you really want to understand God's word, go back to the writings of Moses, and you'll really see and understand who Jesus was and is. Before we get started, our Deacon Fina has this announcement.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. Mm-hmm. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now, the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon.
Beautiful.
Maybe different ones want to know. Another venue they can catch us on. If you listen to that announcement, you can catch that. As I say, the thought I have, and every thought that I have, it's what is written and what was spoken by the Lord, or by those the Lord sent. Because everything God spoke, it relates to his word. Talking about holy, that's who the Lord is. He's the Holy One of Israel. And we should be like the Lord.
Yes.
And he spoke about having a part with him. If we're going to have a part with God in this life, we have to come the way that he's calling for. Now in St. John 13 and 6, evangelists, 13 and 6 is bringing out when the Lord instituted communion. And this is the part when he was instituting washing of feet. It was a parable, and it means a lot. And he was letting us know, if I wash thee not, you have no part with me. There's a scripture in Isaiah that says, seven women will take hold of one man. But it's about them eating their own bread and wearing their own apparel, but being called by his name. That represents churches that have not been washed, because they have their own agenda. But if you want to have a part with the Lord, you've got to come according to his word. St. John 13 and 6, evangelist. Mm-hmm.
Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, doth thou wash my feet?
Dost thou wash my feet?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Peter. He loved the Lord, but he had to learn to love the Lord according to his word.
Yes.
According to the love of God. That's the love we have to have. Everybody loves God in their own way, but we have to love God in his way. As the Lord said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. And Peter's letting him know, are you going to wash my feet? Peter was noble.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing great humility,
yes,
as was John the Baptist. comest to me to be baptized, and I have need of thee to baptize me. Mm-hmm. But John was already ready to do what he was charged to do. He had been baptized in the word. He had the charge, but he was showing forth humility. And it's all right to show forth humility towards God, but it's got to be according to God's way and according to his word. Yes. Now the 8th verse says what?
Mm-hmm. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet.
Noble, noble Peter. As I say, the scripture brings out how when the Lord said, the Son of Man must go to Jerusalem and be killed and raised the third day. Peter in his nobleness, Lord, be it far from thee. And he rebuked the Lord because he didn't want to hear about the Lord being killed. But the Lord responded, get thee hence, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God. In our nobleness, before we are born again, and even as we're being born of God's Spirit, we get noble many times trying to protect God. You can't protect God. God don't need protection. And we cannot defend God. God don't need defending. The Lord fights for us.
Yes.
And he was trying to hinder the Lord's work, but he meant well. And many mean well about serving the Lord, but they don't want to see the Lord as he is.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not.
If I wash thee not.
Thou hast no part with me.
That's a true saying. We're not washed from our filthiness if we're not washed from the world. We're not washed from the traditions of the fathers. We're not washed from carnality. We really don't have any part with the Lord, with God. It doesn't matter how noble we are, how much we feel we love the Lord. Because when you get the teaching and understand God, at best we love things about God.
Yes.
To love God means we keep his commandments.
Yes.
The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes. Now read a little further. Simon.
Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only.
That's beautiful. Now the Lord, he's getting correction. The word is letting him know, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Once he understood where the Lord stood and what his word is saying and what mm-hmm. he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Not my feet only.
Not my feet only.
But also my hands and my head.
That's beautiful. That's submissive, my hands and my head. He was ready to go overboard extreme the other way.
Yeah.
But what does the Lord say?
Jesus saith to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet.
Just wash your feet. In other words, let's take a stand for God. Let your stand be clean.
Yes.
Holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
But is clean ever with.
You're clean every whit what?
And ye are clean, but not all.
You're clean, Peter, because Peter was following the Lord and adhering to his word. But not all. He was talking about everyone there was not yielding themselves to God like they should.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 52 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just clean your feet. I'm just going to wash your feet because God's washing our feet represents our stand, what we stand for. We come to God many different ways. We bring all this baggage and we stand for many things. But God wants to change our stand, our standard of living, what we stand for. We come to God now, we stand for holiness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Holiness unto the Lord. Isaiah 52 and 7, what does it say?
How beautiful.
How beautiful.
Upon the mountains.
What?
Are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings.
Because that one that bring good tidings have a holy stand. That's why it's talking about their feet, because that's what we stand on.
Yes.
And if our feet is not holy, what we stand on, we do not represent the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
That publishes peace.
That publishes peace.
That bringeth good tidings of good.
The good tidings is not of good and evil, but is of good only, because only God is good. It's all the good tidings of God. What?
And publishes salvation.
That publisheth salvation. What?
That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
So everyone that God sent, when your stand is holiness, it's all about salvation.
Yes, it is.
Not about the meat and the loaves and all the perks that you want or that God promised us. As the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What?
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice.
Well, that's what all of God's anointed do. Lift up not our voice, but the voice. The voice of God.
Right.
What?
With the voice together shall they sing.
In other words, we sing the same song.
Yes.
It's the song of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For they shall see eye to eye.
What?
When the Lord shall bring again Zion.
What does the 10th verse say?
The Lord hath made bare his holy arm.
So God hath made known who is his arm.
All right.
He's made bare all things to his anointed.
Mm-hmm.
What?
In the eyes of all the nations.
What?
And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of
our God. So it doesn't matter where you come from. And he's made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations. So you don't have to be a natural Jew to understand this.
All right.
Doesn't matter where you come from. God makes bare his holy arm,
yes,
to those that have a part with him.
All right.
Because he's got to wash us from our ways. Isn't,
yes,
that beautiful?
Yes.
Go to Isaiah 62 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about our stand. Peter, just want to wash your feet. Wash what you stand for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because we stand for many things coming to God. Peter stood for nobleness.
Yes, he did.
But his nobleness did not clean him and get rid of carnality.
Right.
It didn't get rid of Satan. It's the word that gets rid of Satan. And it's by being washed through the word.
Yes.
62 and 10. What does it say?
Go through.
Go through.
Go through the gates.
What?
Prepare ye the way of the people.
Now, everyone that comes to God have to go through the gates.
Yes.
Because the gate is the entrance to God.
All right.
And God's anointed, the preacher that God sends, is the gate to God.
Yes,
because
is.
You must come through a son,
yes,
male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Go through.
Cast up. The highway.
What?
Gather out the stones.
Gather out all the things that's not like God.
Mm-hmm.
Stones hinder the seed from growing.
Yes.
Hinders God's word from coming up right.
Yes.
In our lives. What?
Yes. Lift up a standard.
Lift up a standard.
For the people.
This is what we do here at 425.
Yes.
When I came to 425 Laconia Boulevard, there was a standard I've never seen before. It's called holiness.
All right.
We don't come to church any old kind of way. Every time we come gather together before the presence of God is special.
Yes.
Because God is special.
All right.
And it's a special thing to have God in this world.
Yes,
as the Lord said,
yes,
it's like a hidden treasure.
It is.
That when a man find it, they sell everything they have to,
yes,
buy this
all
parcel,
right,
of field. Because this is where God is. When you go up and down the streets, you see churches 4 and 5 in every block. That don't sound like God to me.
No,
God is intelligent.
All right.
You don't need 5 preachers in one block to represent the Lord.
No.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. It would seem to me the Spirit of God would gather you all up under one tent.
That's right.
Lift up a standard for the people. What?
Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world.
What?
Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh.
What?
Behold, his reward is with him.
What?
And his work before him.
Because there's a work that God hath to do to lift up the standard in our lives.
Yes.
We have to be washed from our filthiness.
Yes, sir.
And what?
And they shall call them the holy people.
Not any name before people, but holy.
The holy people.
The holy people. Because we're of the Holy One of Israel.
All right.
What?
The redeemed of the Lord.
We are the redeemed. That means we've been redeemed from our sins.
Yes.
Redeemed from traditions.
Yes.
Redeemed from carnality.
Yes.
Redeemed from being captive by that devil.
All right.
What?
And thou shalt be called.
What?
Sought out.
Sought out because the sheep are seeking God.
Yes.
When the fullness of time come, we're sought out.
Yes.
Where's God?
All right.
Where are the people that say, thy God reigneth?
All right.
Sought out what?
A city not forsaken.
We have not been forsaken because no. God is fulfilling his word as he said.
All
Isn't that
right.
beautiful? Let's go to the eighth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth chapter, St. John.
St. John.
Eighth chapter mm-hmm. and the 16th verse. I hope you all that hear my voice, wherever you might be hearing this broadcast, listen to the word that we are bringing. Listen to what God is saying, and I pray you get understanding. And one of the ways that I say to get understanding, keep therefore and do them. And if you don't have anyone teaching you the laws of God, you better stay tuned to this
That's
broadcast.
Right.
And you write us, and we'll see what we can, how we can help you.
All right.
Get salvation in your life.
Yes.
Abraham was called to go to a place. He didn't know where he was going.
All right.
But when he got to where he was going, in his travels and in his seeking God, he obtained salvation.
Yes, he did.
Because it was deemed unto him for righteousness because he believed God.
Yes.
St. John 8 and 16. Isaiah 8 and 16.
All right.
Because it's all about lifting up a stand
yes.
for God. This is what he meant when he said, Peter, if I wash thee not, and a man need to be washed, save only his feet. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our stand. What do we stand for?
All right.
We don't stand for baptism or Catholicism. We stand for holiness.
Yes.
Isaiah 8 and 16, what does it say?
Bind up the testimony.
Bind up the testimony, because God have a testimony.
All right.
And they are 12 precepts. Bind mm-hmm. up 10 precepts. They are, bind up the testimony, what?
Seal the law.
Seal the law.
Among my disciples.
Among my disciples. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So all of God's people and the disciples of God, believers, yes. must have this law sealed.
Yes.
Among them, which is God's word.
Yes.
Seal the law among my disciples. What does the 20th verse say?
Mm-hmm. To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this
if
word.
If they don't speak according to the law and the testimony.
All right.
They're not speaking according to God's word because that's what it is. And they're not lifting up a standard for the people.
All right.
You cannot have a higher standard than God's word.
That's right.
You cannot have a higher standard than God's mm-hmm. testimony. That's
yes.
his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John again, 12, and let's go to the 49th verse.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 12 and 49. This is the standard of God. And when you get into the standard of God, into holiness, it washes you.
Yes, it does.
And somebody's got to do the washing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 12 and 49.
For I have not spoken of myself.
Isn't that beautiful? Everyone that God sends. It's not about the minister.
All right.
It's not our set of rules. It's the Lord's.
Yes.
It's not my word. It's his word.
All right.
His word is what washes us when we apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I have not spoken of myself. What?
But the Father which sent me.
Father which sent me.
He gave me a commandment.
What?
What I should say and what I should
say. So this is our standard. Anytime you hear this broadcast, one might say, why every time we tune into this pastor, it's all about the commandments. Well, think about this. You can turn on any program that represents God, and all you hear all day long is, we're preaching God's word. You must obey God's word. The word does this. The word does that. Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Yes.
Because the word is the law.
All right.
The word is God's commandments.
Yes, it is.
The word is the truth. Well,
right.
Jesus is the truth. So is Jesus the word. He was the word made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I know.
I know.
that his commandment is life everlasting.
So if you want everlasting life, let's believe what the Lord is saying here.
Yes.
Let's not act so noble. Well, you know what? He came and died for our sins and did away with that Mosaic law. That is everlasting life, the commandment. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. What?
Whatsoever I speak.
So everything
therefore.
We speak is about the commandments.
All right.
If we want to talk about having a part with God, we must keep his commandments because yes. that's what washes us.
Yes.
It's called the word.
Yes.
I speak therefore.
Even as the Father said unto me.
Even as the Father said unto me.
So I speak.
13th chapter.
Yes.
And the 8th verse. Let's go there.
Uh-huh.
13 and 8. What does it say?
Peter saith unto him.
What?
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
Jesus answered him.
What?
If I wash thee not.
What?
Thou hast no part with me.
So it's all about being washed.
Yes.
Washed in his word. Washed in the blood.
Yes.
What does the first verse say?
First verse. Mm-hmm. Now. Before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come,
what?
That he should depart out of this world unto the Father.
Well, wait a minute. He had to come to that realization.
Yes.
It's time to go.
Yes.
You and I, when we take part of God's plan, we have to come to the realization I have to die.
Yes.
We have to come to the realization it's time to depart from the traditions of this world.
Yes.
And out of carnality and go unto God. And we go unto God right now while we're living.
Yes.
In other words, we come out of death and we're born and raised up in the newness of life. What?
Mm-hmm. Having loved his own, which were in the world.
What?
He loved them unto the end.
Isn't that beautiful? So we don't hear too much about him loving his natural family. We love our natural family. But it's those that are given to him in this world that are not of the world.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 10 and 11. Because if you want to be washed from the world, you've got to follow the plan of God. And he loved those that were given to him in this life.
Yes.
It's not about his aunts or his nieces and nephews or cousins. He didn't know John.
No.
John was his first cousin,
mm-hmm.
or second, or whatever. And John said, there's one that standeth among us whom I know not.
That's right.
So it wasn't about a natural relationship, but it's about those that are given to us. So when you see me on the street, don't call me brother unless you have the same faith I'm of. It's about those that are given to me in this life.
All right.
Given to me and I to them.
Yes.
St. John 10 and 11, what does it say?
I am the good shepherd.
I am the good shepherd.
The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
How many of these ministers giving their life? I'm talking about that spiritual man.
All right.
Giving up the old man for God.
Mm-hmm.
How many can say that? How many have laid down the